Tongans are very different when they come to celebrating. You know, as soon as we won, we knew straight away we had to be amongst everyone else.
So, Christina, let's go through it. What was it like out there? I mean, I got sent the video last night of people on bonnets, cars backed up, crowds going absolutely nuts. You were in the thick of it. What was it like?
It was just amazing scenes. It's been like this for the last few weeks. Since the Matimaa Tonga team have arrived in Auckland, fans have just been celebrating. And, you know, I think people have to put this into perspective. This is a big thing for Tonga. It's a very small country. And to have Tonga on the, you know, for the whole world to watch is a big thing for us. And so the only way that we can celebrate it is with each other. And I guess the only place that we can fight each other is on the roads.
I was going to say, on the streets of South Auckland, and you, boy, you took them over, Christina.
And I tell you, that's probably going to last for the whole week.
Christina, obviously the police aren't happy. They're saying they had to arrest 53 people. Fireworks went off. Was it as bad as what they are saying out there?
From what I saw, I did not see anything negative or anything bad. It is only a few people that... you know, causes the problems. It's not the majority of the Tongans. The majority of Tongans are just wanting to be happy. And if you saw the people, it was mainly older ladies, younger kids, just standing on the side of the road, waving their flags. And there are, I know, the stupid ones, but, you know, it's a very small minority. But when it gets, how I feel, is that how when it gets plastered all over media... it becomes a big thing.
It's a very small
minority of people.
I'm kind of with you. As I said, the reaction I've had on my page, and I wasn't there, Christina, but I tell you what, I'm absolutely stoked. I want to put this to you. 2011, the Rugby World Cup, when the Tongan team arrived in town, you know that sparked off. It was a catalyst for an incredible 6 weeks in New Zealand. Is this bigger?
I think this is bigger. 2011 was just the beginning. And then, you know, I think from that year to now, I think it's just grown bigger. And I think it's just much more interest in this. Social media has also played a huge part in hyping up everyone. So I think from 2011 to 2017, it is much bigger this time. There's more people into this. You know, people are out every single night. So, yeah, it's huge for us.
Christina, I'm trying to think about here, has there been a bigger moment for Tongan sport? I know rugby, you know, you guys have been there or thereabouts at various Rugby World Cups, but you've never really had your best team. When you go through the team you've got now, that rugby league team you put out last night is basically a fully-fledged NRL side. Is this the biggest moment for Tongan sport, do you think?
I think so. And, you know, from the moment that they chose to play for Tonga, we all felt it. You know, there was so much negativity about these stars choosing Tonga over their, you know, their other countries, Australia or New Zealand. But for us, a little island, to have these big stars choose Tonga was huge for us. And to feel, we felt it from day one, from the date that they chose Tonga, we felt it. But there's been so much negativity. But to get to this moment of winning against a big country like New Zealand, Tonga has nothing. This is huge for us. And I'll just let you know, Tony, last night I heard on the internet that the DJ is DJ Alfred Goody. He is a Tongan. And there was one moment during the game that, you know, Tonga wasn't too sure whether they were going to win. And what he did was he played a song, a hymn, to try and calm the people down. Because Tongans, they get all, you know, overreactive and start flying their flags. And all he had to do was play a Tongan hymn. And when he played that Tongan hymn, everyone just calmed down and just started singing. There was no throwing of the flags or jumping up and down. And this was probably in the 75th or 76th minute. You know, there was a time where maybe, you know, New Zealand was coming back. When they started singing, he played the hymn, everyone started singing. And then he kind of toned it down, and then you could just feel the players feeling that emotion. And, you know, there are so many emotions that we go through. There's the happiness, but there's also, you know, I wake up this morning so proud. I couldn't even sleep last night, you know. The tears that we have is tears of joy, of, you know, just this feeling. It's just a feeling. I don't know. We haven't even won the World Cup, but just winning is a huge for us.
Christina Fifita with us. This is just magnificent. Out of the Tongan community. She was there last night in South Auckland, and it was bedlam there. Christina, you mentioned about, you know, the potential of you guys winning this thing. There is a long way to go, but you're now on the opposite side of the draw to Australia. The confidence will only grow. I saw the guys singing in the changing rooms last night. I mean, can you imagine this ride could keep on going for you guys?
Oh, you know what? There's so much belief. There's so much belief, and you know, if we get there, oh, it's going to be amazing. And you know what? If we do get there, and I'm not too sure, I think that we should all get around the Tongans. You know, I know there's a lot of negativity and all of that, but regardless of what happens, you know, we should all get around and just support the Pacific Islanders. This is a big thing for them, and I think people need to understand that. So, yes, there is a lot of belief that we will get there in the end. Let's hope and pray that we do. And I'm sure that, you know, today at church, every Sunday, the Tongans will be praying for that.
But, look, I know what you're saying about the negativity, and maybe that's the public campaigns, because I guess the media have jumped on what happened with Samoa, yeah, the Tongan fans last week. But you go through what's happened in rugby before. We've seen Ireland beat the All Blacks this time last year for the first time. And that was, you know, the reaction to that was magnificent. We saw Japan at the Rugby World Cup beat South Africa. Now that was, again, you know, the biggest upsets. I'm loving the fact of what you guys have brought to this World Cup in terms of the Pacific Island support base. It has been incredible.
Oh, thank you, Mitch. I'm Tony. You know, we're loving it too. I'm going to be going. I can't wait to wake up tomorrow morning and go to work, and everyone will be talking about how magnificent Tonga is. I'm just going to be smiling from ear to ear. I mean, it's awesome for us. And yeah. And thank you. Thank you for all your support for Tonga as well.
Oh, look, you've made the World Cup, Christina. I mean that honestly. On a day like this, when I'm talking about the All Blacks, I'm talking about, you know, the All Whites performance yesterday, part of me thinks the greatest achievement of what I've seen and the great story from this weekend is you guys.
Yeah, I think there was a question that was put through to Tamalolo yesterday, and the guys weren't able to answer it. Was what is the biggest sporting moment for Tonga? I believe this was the biggest sporting moment for Tonga right yesterday. That was huge. I don't think that anything could beat yesterday. Yesterday was Tonga's finals in the Rugby World Cup.
Christina, congratulations. You have brought and your team is bringing absolute joy to this Rugby League World Cup and to this show on a Sunday afternoon. I say thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Ofatu.